today is a good day to be living in Alaska, because this is the day that Alaskans learn how much they'll receive from the state's permanent fund. That's the saving account that since 1976 has collected a portion of state oil revenues. Each year, the state cuts a check for each year-round resident of Alaska from the interest on that account. And last year, each qualified Alaskan received nearly $1,900. You can spend it, you can save it, do what you want, it's yours. And this year's permanent fund dividend, or PFD, as the check is called, is expected to be even larger, in the $2,000 range. Matthew Smith is news director at KNOM, part of the Alaska Public Radio Network, and he joins us from his home now. Matthew, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So this has got to be like the most exciting day of the year in Alaska.
Oh yeah, it's definitely Christmas in September here. People look forward to this all year, and there's everything from airline ticket sales to car sales, you know, come spend your PFD.
Yeah, PFD, the shorthand for the name of the check. But Matthew, help us understand this here in the contiguous United States. How can the payouts be so large when oil is somewhere near $48 a barrel today?
Well, thankfully, the money that the PFD comes from is actually part of a large $50-plus billion account that was set up back in 1976 when all that oil wealth was first sold to the oil companies. So all that money went into an account, and the payout is actually unrelated to the price of oil. It's a five-year average of what that $50-plus billion account pays out in interest. That account can be influenced by the price of oil, but its investments are in real estate and companies and businesses all over the world. So it's a little insulated from the actual price at the pump.
So it has less to do with how the state does on oil revenues, more to do with how well the state invests its money.
That's true. And that's why the state of Alaska has a pretty huge multi-billion dollar budget gap, because our annual budget funding comes from the price of oil, but this permanent fund payout is coming from interest from investments.
Well, let's talk about that gap. $3.5 billion, and you've got this huge pot of money laying around that could conceivably be used to close the shortfall. Does anyone at the legislature have their eye on it?
Oh, I would say everybody at the legislature has their eye on it. Alaska got rid of our income tax, and we've never had a sales tax, got rid of the income tax in the 80s. So yes, there's a lot of people who see a $50 billion pile of money and say, you know, I could think of a few things that I could do with that. And the public, of course, is not keen to have their annual PFD payouts taken away. But, you know, there's the payouts, there's the principal of the $50 billion fund, and I'd say every variation of spending a portion to all of it has been proposed, but it's very politically untenable, as you can imagine.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is the epitome of a government handout, and in fact, this is happening in a red conservative state, and yet it's still this third rail, it sounds like. Nobody wants to have any of their payouts cut.
Absolutely, and, you know, Sarah Palin's former governor here has a pretty strong history of not just giving one of the largest payouts of the permanent fund, but also an energy rebate back when she was governor. People still will point to, you know, investments they made with that money. Nobody wants to see this go away. And a conservative state, absolutely, both senators and our House rep in Congress are Republicans, and it's an interesting thing, but as I've learned, the labels of Republican and Democrat and left and right get spun on their head a little bit up in Alaska. It's a very different political landscape.
So then what is on the table to close that multi-billion dollar budget gap? What about taxes?
Taxes are certainly one. We've seen everything from DMV and court fees go up. We've seen a lot of cuts. The University of Alaska system has seen a lot of cuts there. Everything from Department of Corrections and jails has seen some cuts. A lot of people say that the legislature is intent on cutting themselves out of this multi-billion dollar budget deficit. But I think a lot of people realize that I think some more fundamental questions and reimagining of how the state pays for services needs to take place to really find a solution. All the while, I think people are very hopeful for an increase in the price of oil.
Sure. And what about you, Matthew? Do you get a check?
I do. Yep. I've been in Alaska for 5 years. Not quite sure what I'll do with it. Alaska Airlines and a lot of other airlines offer some great ticket sales around PFD time. They know people have $2,000 burning a hole in their pocket. So nearest mall is a couple $100 plane flight away to Anchorage. So people might be stocking up on some last-minute necessities to last them through the winter up here.
And does it matter more for people who live in a rural area like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, price of fuel up here, gallon of gas is 5 and a quarter. I've seen it in some of the communities in our region up to $8 a gallon, people paying 80 cents a kilowatt on their electric bills. So, it's definitely helping with the bills and might fill your fuel tank for the next couple months to keep the house warm.
Matthew Smith is news director at KNOM in Nome, Alaska. And Matthew, I think anyone who just heard this conversation is looking north right now and thinking, maybe it's time for a move. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, come on up. The weather's great.
It's always a good day when you're in Alaska.